Well, all right. Good morning, everybody. How's your miserable morning going? This is Gaby Schiavone with the Morning Miserable Madness radio show. I got my new co-host here, David LaMarge, and we are starting off with a whole new format here. We're changing things up because I can't stand to keep anything fucking the same. Everything's got to change. I'm changing this. So get ready for that. Get ready for all of it, because now we got news, sports, world news, fucking, you know what, we're even going to do fucking straws on the horoscope here. And, you know, we're just going to have fun, so get ready for an hour of fucking miserable fucking madness with Gabe and David. So there it is. Yeah, we started off that opening set with LA Guns, Speed. LA Guns out on the road right now. Actually, I think they're back home. I think I saw a post on social media. Old guitarist of mine, Ace Von Johnson, is out with was out with them. And so I saw he was back home.
He's got a new lead singer back home, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure the name, but it's a four-legged singer. Ace has a new four-legged singer. Great little video there. Put up on Instagram of him playing guitar and the dog howling. So it's pretty badass. Anyway, and then another band out on the road right now, Bullet Boys, For the Love of Money. I love that song. I think that was Stevie Wonder did that, and they did a nice remake of it with some fucking horrendous vocals. And then we ended that set with Dwayne Peters' Gunfight, Voodoo Tramp. Right, so, hey, World Series, did it end? What's up, David? Did it end? Is it over?
You're asking a Yankee fan who grew up in New England about the Boston Red Sox. Okay, yeah, they won. That's it. That's all I got.
Damn.
You want to talk football? The Trojans lost, so, yeah. It wasn't a good weekend, but you know what? It's hard not to love the Red Sox, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the way I look at it is, when they're not playing, who is it? The Dropkick Murphys are out making money off their merch.
Right?
Gosh, what thieves, huh? I can't stand it. Don't get me wrong, I like the band, but man, the merch ideas, when everything's a rip-off of something and you just make off of their success, it's just, I don't know.
Did you know the World Series started? It was over before it started.
I didn't know it started. I swear, I've been so out of touch, you know, just, David and I, we live together. We're not gay. Not that we're against being gay. We just don't like the smell of shit while we're fucking, so. but we live together, and our house got raided by the DEA and Local Unified and the Health Department and the city. Everybody came at us at once. They thought we were big drug kingpins. They didn't know that we just both of us had a little relapse, and got ourselves back into the confusion of life. And but I think my flamboyancy and his David and I are like the odd couple. I'm the tight jeans tattooed rock and roller, and he is the, expensive shirt, expensive slacks, expensive shoes, fancy car kind of guy. Yeah, you know, and it, like, all they had to do is look at our finances. They would have known that we were not big drug lords. So, but they raided our house, and in the process, I think as they didn't find anything, they got frustrated, and they ripped our fucking house to pieces. And so now we gotta move again. And
I was listening to one of your early shows, and it was when we moved here.
Yeah.
And it was really hard to listen to some of the things that we were planning to do, and we just kept hitting one roadblock after another, and it just gets just difficult to keep going. And I'm impressed with how much you did in the face of the chaos that was all around you.
Man,
I couldn't have done it, and I ran away.
Well, I don't know. I would have ran, too, if I would have had the chance. But, yeah, you know, I did. I started up my guitar company, and You know, while I had plans of having the shop here in the building, it got to a point where this became no atmosphere for anybody shopping for a guitar or, a kid, taking lessons. So I moved my shop to the other side of town, which was costly, something I wish I didn't have to do, but I did. And, David came back and, we wanted to help people with this place. And I don't know, I don't want to get too, 12-step orientated or whatever, but, I wasn't following the principles of a program. And, as soon as I came face to face with drugs, I fell. And,
it's easy to do.
I had to take it all the way down to getting my house raided. Fortunately, I've been clean a little while when that happened. So, they came in, they got nothing. And good thing you didn't come in a little early. about a month and a half earlier, it would have been a whole different story.
Farm animals.
Yeah.
Gabe dressed up as Little Bo Peep.
It didn't
look good, though. It did not look good. I tried to look through it from, when I went away to L.A. and I came back, I was scared to come back because you just can't leave and come back because it's just, you have to be in that program to be there. I don't think you can even explain it to people that have never experienced this, but imagine that every move you make is either exposing you to some physical harm or someone stealing something from you. You have to constantly be vigilant of your things. And Gabe and I have not been raised that way. I mean, we were raised around people who tend to do the right thing. And when something is not that way, it's pretty glaring. And here, it's just consistently that way. I say every day is chaos.
Yeah. And I believe, while I'm all for the church, I believe that it breeds a lot of rebellion. And I think, I think kids grow up here in defiance and wanting to challenge everything.
I was with the kingpin of the Exmos for 6 months, and those people are really damaged. And I feel terrible for them, but I keep saying to them that you're proving them right because of the sexual assaults and indiscretions and things. It was like going to a high school party, Gabe. They didn't know how to behave.
I know, I see it everywhere, but it had its good point. When I would be touring, in the 80s and the 90s, the punk rock scene in Salt Lake City was insane. It was so rad. You'd look forward to hitting Salt Lake City. The Speedway Cafe, you'd come here, and the punk rock scene, they made a movie about it.
Frank Bruce, that movie.
Yeah.
Peter Ward.
It had its really good points. And then, of course, Salt Lake City, I think after the Olympics came here, what was it, 2001 or whatever, it turned Park City from this, hippie kind of, cool, laid-back community of skiers to yuppie headquarters and prices skyrocketed on property.
Now it's Silicon Slopes and, and I guess in a way, with all that, the power of the church, that the pendulum needs to swing over to the other side, and having some more people coming from the outside and different religions and walks of life, I think is adding to the culture here. I mean, we talk about trying to seek out the creative class, and there's a lot of interesting creative people here. It's been really underground.
Well, one of the detectives that was here in the raid, I was talking to him, and he was from Tonga, and I asked him, what brought you to Salt Lake City? And he said, the church, of course. It attracts people here from all over the globe, and it's a good thing. Every good thing has its bad side, and every bad thing has its good side. I mean, look at my beautiful cat over there licking her snatch.
Get in the end.
Good God, Rosie. Really? Really?
She's like, there's nothing bad about this.
Doesn't that taste tangy or tart?
Poontangy.
Poontangy. Anyway, so, let's rock out with our cock out for a little bit here.
What you got for us?
I don't know, how about some X?
How about that song, the duet you just played for me the other night? Not allowed to play on standard radio by your good friend. No?
Yeah, maybe we can do that later. I'm kind of in the mood for some X, you know?
You're the boss.
Dodgers, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, let's see what we got.
Another hated team of Yankees.
All right, I love that Morse code. I always thought, like, how cool it would be to know Morse code.
Actually. It says that the DA is standing outside right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like those Chinese symbols that people wear on their arms, you know, tattoos, and they don't know what they say.
That's so high. It says, I'm gay.
It says, beef and broccoli with fried rice.
My sister.
Yeah, right?
That's so hot. Oh, my God. Well, we just had a nice little block of music there. We started off that set with... X, Los Angeles, great song. God, I love X. I saw them for the first time. It was 1978 at the Whiskey Go-Go.
Oh, man.
Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs, the Blasters, and X. Just an amazing show. And then we'd just always go see X. They were always playing. And then, you know what? I found out later how tight that crew is, that, you know, the Blasters is... the Alvin brothers, you know, Dave Alvin, Phil Alvin, and then Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs, and then John Doe was like, and Billy Jean, they were like really big in the whole rockabilly.
What year was this?
78.
So there was like the whole Jim Morrison scene in that Whiskey was that sound, and then it transitioned to what?
And transitioned to just like a regular rock and roll club. Yeah. A lot of bands, you know, got started out of there and stuff. But no, like, real big landmark changing music until 77, punk rock. And it was like the Germs and, you know, the Weirdos.
What was the first punk rock band you heard and thought, this is what I want to do?
It was the Ramones.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, I heard stuff was going on in New York, you know, the CBG, like the Talking Heads and Blondie and all them. They were like, you know, punk. They came out the same. But Los Angeles, where I was at... Whoa, what the heck was that? It's kind of a spaceship cruising through the station here. Anyway, Los Angeles, you know... we had the Weirdos, we had X, we had, you know, the Germs. There was a lot of stuff going on there in the punk rock movement, you know, it's being born. All over the world, in different places, you know.
It's kind of like when the cave drawings appeared at the same time.
Exactly. So, you know, when it all started coming together, you could hear the influences now. Some of my favorite bands were the Australian bands, like Radio Birdman, Hitmen, New Race, that were all cross-pollinating with the Detroit, the Stooges, the MC5. And to me, that was punk rock. So, and that was, you know, everything ranging from the late 60s, early 70s, so... Who can really say where punk rock was born and when? All I know is it hit me in 1977. I was skating a pool in Reseda, California. Actually Van Nuys. Satakoi Swim School. And it had caught on fire or something. It was shut down. And the pool was drained. We started skating it. Guy showed up with a Ghetto Blaster. Press play. The Ramones came on. The Rocket Rush album. And I was sold. I was sold.
What was the first song you learned?
I don't remember, but...
You know what mine was? Room-pa-poop, room-pa-poop, room-pa-poop.
But yeah, so anyway, oh heck, I don't even know what we played in that block, but it was a good one. But what do you say we take a look at the weather here real quick? It looks like... Hey there, everybody. Gabby Schiavone with the weather for Salt Lake City, Utah. And it looks like it's going to be pretty decent day today. Partly cloudy, high of 61, 0 precipitation with 12 mile an hour winds out of the northwest, 41% humidity. Gosh, that looks like a pretty good day to me. Looks like tomorrow it's going to be sunny, but temperatures are going to drop a little bit. 51 will be the high, 33 will be the low. Again, 0 precipitation. The wind's about the same as yesterday, or the same as today, I should say. 11 miles per hour out of the northwest, 51% humidity. And that pressure system looks like it's going to circle around and bring in some more clouds on Wednesday. And that's probably going to turn into a little bit of rain on Thursday with temperatures bumping up just a little bit, up 54. Winds switching around to coming out of the southwest, 7 mile per hour, 73% humidity. So there's a good chance we'll get some rain. Not like major rain, but a little bit. And then mostly sunny on Friday for the weekend. Guys, that sounds like a pretty good week. David, what do you got? What kind
of... Well, I was going to ask you first, when are we going to get skiing? Is there any snow coming?
There's snow up on top of the mountain, and, you know, the further down it comes, the closer we are to skiing. I can't wait, too. We've jerked off the last 2 years.
I did ski once last year.
I'm telling you, it's been 2 years for me. When I first moved to Salt Lake City, like, my plan was, like, I'm going to ski all winter, and I'm going to mountain bike all spring, and I'm going to fish all summer. You know what? I ain't done nothing but wrote a great record, you know. I did a couple of cool things, but,
It's funny, when I move places, I'm always like, you know, I'll go do something because I'm kind of touristy, and I'm like, oh man, I'm going to do this all the time, and I'll go out and I'll go buy a kayak, and I'll just sit there with my rollerblades and my other things that I got piled up, but yeah.
That's one thing I did do, is I did kayak a lot when I came here. I was really into the river because, you know, I moved here from San Diego. I'm used to being able to get wet when it gets hot, and it was 106, 107 degrees, and I hit the Weber River and was floating every weekend, you know, doing the tubing thing.
Yeah.
And then I got into kayaking, you know, inflatable kayak, not like hard kayak. But,
yeah.
But still a lot of fun. And then I ruined my, you know, $400 kayak. I went over a boil and a little rapid, and there was a big old branch come up, went right through the nose of it. Bam, that was the end of my my kayaking. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Have you done any stand-up paddling?
No, I Presley and I were gonna do that, and we just kind of
put it off. It's fun,
You know. Yeah, I mean, there's so much to do here that, like, you know, I mean, really, what I want to get serious about is, you know, I want to get back into cycling.
Yeah.
You know, road bikes and mountain bikes. Like, I just love cycling. There's no better exercise, and here, I mean, we have the best hiking trails anywhere in the U.S. And those same hiking trails and those ski runs are all mountain bike territory in the snowboard road. So.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm looking forward. And I think with the miserable little winter that we had last year and the year before, I think this winter we're going to get some serious snow.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So I'm ready to go out and buy myself a new set of skis because I got to have some really good ones. And I've seen some of the technology has changed. With skis, it's just amazing. But
have you tried shaped skis?
I have not. Oh, I mean, wow. I mean, I've seen some of these ones that are like, have the contoured bottom, pebble bottom, whatever it is, and, you know.
It's crazy.
They look amazing.
You used to have to work a lot on edging, especially coming from New England. You would always have to keep your edge for the black ice. Have you seen that? The blue ice and the black ice. The blue ice. Black ice is on the highway, but the blue ice.
And when you come out to Utah and you race against these guys here, they'll blow you away. You race against them back there and they don't know how to ski it. They think it's all ice. Right.
But what do you got news?
Well, what do you want, local or...
I don't know. Let's see what's going on in the world first, well, and then we'll come down to the local stuff or the good news. All right.
Have you been following this billion-dollar lottery that's been going on?
No, I don't follow the lottery. You know, no.
I mean, think about that, though. I mean, how long would you be able to stay alive if you won $1 billion?
Me, you know, I know, like, I would... I'm so concerned with what people think of me... I would probably give 90% of it away to charities and stuff, and I'd take the rest and probably open up a recording studio and just sit there and overwrite records until nobody liked them but me, and, you know, I don't know. I know I'd have a lot of fun, and I don't think I'd get deadly with
it. You know,
it's
funny, though. You see these studies, and... virtually every person who's won the lottery has lost their family, lost their friends, lost everything. And, you know, seeing where we're living here, where we were kind of separate from those who lived here, we lived a little differently, and it was hard to do that. And I remember when I came here, they were so mad at you for being somewhat successful.
Yeah.
They thought you were taunting them, and they didn't understand that it doesn't matter what the landlord spends his money on. But anyway, you know, I learned a lot from that. But, you know, just looking at the lottery, and you know, I came one number, one digit away from winning the lottery.
Yeah, I have a lottery story. That you
yeah. And anyway, I don't, at this point now, I don't think I want it. So yeah. If I get it, I'm going to turn it down.
don't do that until you see me first.
But this is something else I kind of wanted to talk about. That lottery.
Oh, the ADHD medication.
Yeah, do you know that they just found out that it may cause a higher risk of getting Parkinson's?
Yes.
I wonder if that includes the chemical that's in crystal meth.
I don't know.
There'd be a lot of Parkinson's people.
I'll tell you this, though. I have a lot of friends that with ADHD. And I know that in the beginning, all of them felt like the medication was, like, really helping them. And then it slowly, I don't know if you build an immune to it or what
yeah,
it is,
of course.
But slowly they're just right back to where they were. And on medication with a bunch of side effects, but...
You know, it's simple, and we know it. It's proper vitamins and nutrients
yeah.
and water and exercise and sleep and doing all the right things and...
They had it right when we were kids, when they
yeah.
said, stop daydreaming. You know, attention
yeah.
disorder deficit was stop
yeah.
daydreaming. Or hyperactivity, you know, was
yeah.
you're giving them too much sugar.
Or read a book. Or
yeah,
do
exactly.
something that, you know, build something. Or
now everything's got
now,
initials
now,
for
now.
It. I mean, like, you know, I got ADHD, I got PTSD, I got NAACP, I
yeah,
got,
Yeah, and
know.
The CCP is here to get your
yeah,
kids.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
or CPC or whatever you got. The people are always yelling different numbers. Like, hey, is that the... And I don't know what this is.
Are we coming to where nobody wants to talk anymore? They just want initials, acronyms? Is that what they call acronyms?
I think we're going to be able to speak in emoji pretty soon. Like these hearts, these smiley
Imagine
faces will
that,
pop out of your
yeah.
mouth.
I need a hi-hat or something I can go psh
yeah,
every time we say something funny.
You need to have the all the crank and the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
tambourine and the...
I bet if I pulled on Bobo's tail, you'd go,
I'm sure there's an app for it. You know, when I was kind of freaking out here, I had an app for the flashing red and blue lights. Just, I thought it might deter the people from kicking in
my
door.
God. Well, I haven't been looking at this morning because it's Oscar becomes eighth hurricane of the season in Atlantic, but late October weather pattern means no concern for U.S., I don't, you know, and they word stuff like that.
Yeah, like, what? We don't care about them.
Like, I exactly, you know.
Three Americans were killed today.
Hell with everybody else, we're
350
okay.
350 of
you
everybody
know.
Else.
But let's see what they, how they describe this. I mean, I don't know how well it's going to pick up, but let's see what it says here. You know, it doesn't say anything. It says, winds 80 miles per hour, moving west at 12 miles per hour. What does that mean? Like, you know, I don't know. I try to get these things going sometimes to save me from talking. But anyway, you know, it's like Hurricane Oscar is, you know, sitting out there circling around the Bermuda. That's the Bermuda Triangle, right?
Oh, it's got
it. And so it's circling around out there. It's a no threat for the U.S.
These guys are hilarious. I think dream of becoming these. They got to be able to do everything backwards.
Yeah.
Face the screen and it's all green.
I don't know anything about that, but you know. But I know there was something else here. What was I looking at earlier today that I thought was? Oh, I know what it was. I can't believe I didn't remember this, but for you Salt Lake City listeners, and tell your friend, you know, we're trying to, not that we don't like talking to the rest of the United States or the world, but we are out of Salt Lake City, and we'd really like to build up a Salt Lake City, you know, listener base. Yeah. And, so, but I want to talk about something local that, not just because I was a big part of it, but it touched me so much, the Oliver Tibbetts story. Oliver Tibbetts was a 11-year-old boy in my neighborhood that had leukemia, and his family was members of my church, and I've never ever in my life seen a young boy 11 years old so selfless. So his dying with the Make-A-Wish Foundation came to him, and he didn't want to meet an astronaut. He didn't want to meet an NASCAR guy. He didn't want to meet David Lee Roth. He wanted for any kid for the month after he died. He said, after I die for a month, I want any kid who can't afford to go to the movies, his parents can't afford to take him to the movies, I want the movie theaters to let those families in for free. So for 30 days after he died, any kid. Now, you know, I was so, my dying wish, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've met all my heroes. I don't know. I doubt very seriously, with as selfish as I am, that it would have been something like that.
Yeah, you know, you see these kids in the Make-A-Wish, and it's great. I mean, I've had some friends who've had kids with brain cancer, and they do, I mean, it's amazing. But this kid who,
it's
you know, he doesn't have that earthly desire to feed.
Exactly.
Me, everyone look at me, I'm sick. And, you know, he was just, and you can see his parents now. I think that they carry that with them. I mean, there's this.
The Tibbetts family, Bill Tibbetts and his wife, Jana, both of them amazing people. Jana, I see her walking by every week. I see her a couple times a week, and she's just a sweetheart. Their daughter, Samantha, is 2, and Cassidy is 5. Oliver died last December, so we're coming up on a year anniversary of that. But that I've never seen people so strong. They left such an impact on me. But so what they did was a honor named for boy who was kind. And what it is they made an award, and it's called the Oliver Tibbetts Award, I believe. Let me see what it says here. That any child at his school who is caught being kind will get the Oliver Tibbetts Award.
Imagine if they put him in with the wrong kid and they beat one kid and the other one gets the award. And like, sorry about that. We just beat your honor student.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I guess they don't do that anymore, but they used to beat your kids.
But you know, it's just. I was just so touched by it. So I'm going to plug that, the Tibbetts family.
I know you hate talking about you, but that was really a touching period in both of our lives, I think, being part of that community and participating in seeing what they do and by coming together and supporting each other. I mean, it's just
absolutely
really beautiful. It's really beautiful.
No, and I don't mind plugging myself on that because... not that I'm Mr. Wonderful, but it was it really gave me a chance to catch myself in the act of doing something selfless. You know, they were all so busy. All the women in the world were so busy. They needed help, and they brought these ribbons to me, and they said, all we need for you to do is pass these out. When people come, Oliver's favorite colors were orange and blue, and they tied orange and blue ribbons all around our neighborhood.
You sure did.
And I was still some help. I was the they came to my house to get their ribbons. Yep. And you know, I mean, just that's the stuff I love being a part of. But, and you know, I'm not pushing religion here, to each his own. I'm LDS and I'm not a Jack Mormon. I'm a challenged human being. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do things that are not, you know, probably not in line with the church and stuff, but it's not because I am against the church or because I'm for the church. It's because I'm human. And I found a place to worship my Creator, and that's where that is, and I leave it at that. I will say this, though. The community comes together in a crisis or in joy, and, like, you know what? And they've never held against me, my failures, you know. So that's my plug there. My plug is mainly for the Tibbetts family. We love you. David and I are thinking about you guys a lot this year because it's that time of year, you know, and I know it's coming up. So, Jana, if you listen to this, come by and see me. We're going to be moving out of here, but we're not going too far. So anyway, there's that. What else? We got any more news?
All right, one more news. This is a strange thing. Do you remember anyone having a peanut allergy when you were growing up?
No, when I was a kid, but boy, I've run into them all the time now.
Well, I guess it's getting really out of control. It's almost an epidemic. And what's strange is that they don't have peanuts anywhere, but they have them on planes still.
My goodness.
And I guess if you spit even a small thing of peanut toward this, it's anaphylactic shock immediately, and you're done. So what a lot of parents do, they sit outside the hospital when the kid's young and give them the peanut butter and wait to see what happens. And if the kid goes into shock, they bring him right into the hospital.
Wow.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
Yeah.
I'll take their word for it. I'll just avoid peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, Jimmy Carter.
How funny is that?
It's really weird.
But no, let's see here. Let's look at local. Let's see what's going on. Any other local stuff? You see anything?
Let me see
what I can find here. We gotta have some local
stuff.
Are
there any bands playing or anything we can go check out?
Well, you know, the calendar. I was looking at the calendar for the complex. I know,
a woman who had a baby in the middle of the intersection in American Fork. I mean, these Mormons are having so many kids, they just get out of the car and drop it.
Yeah, wow. Amazing.
She looks great.
She does look great. That's right after she had the baby?
Yeah, she's sitting right on the
fender. No blood, no nothing? God, she's hot.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
Gosh, I got a thing for... Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Local, and the boop, bang, bing. What do you think of that, Rosie? Quit licking your snatch. Rosie. I don't do that.
You know, I'm moonlighting over here. I apologize, but this job doesn't pay shit, so we're going to have to...
Well, I'm going to tell you, you can't serve two masters, David. You're going to have to give up that job that pays and devote all your time here to, wow, look at that. All 189 on crashed Indonesia jet feared dead. Look at that. Speaking of people going out, you know, risking their lives for other people. Look at that. That's a rescue team going out.
Yeah.
Looking for...
there are a lot of people bag on this country.
The almost new Lion Air Boeing 737 fell into the sea as it tried to circle back to the airport in Jakarta only a few minutes after takeoff. Wow. Some human remains recovered. You know, I don't want to... That's not news to me. That's tragedy and,
fear-mongering and taking it.
Not why I watch the news, that's for sure. But let's see. Trending now. Hillary Clinton. Let's see what the hell that whore is up to. God, man, wait. Talk about devil worshiper. Look at that smile, man. It's like she's got horns coming out of the edges of her mouth. Sorry to all you women and Democrats.
I would apologize to women. She doesn't support women.
Hillary supports Hillary and pedophilia, you know, like her husband's a scumbag, and, I'm not saying Donald Trump is the greatest guy in the world, but, you know, I would rather be our country be run by an egotistical, ugly, bad hair jerk-off than somebody who co-signs cheating, pedophilia, like all, you know, I mean, don't even give me, you know what, let's make a promise to each other that we're not going to take this radio show into political avenue.
Yeah, I'm not political.
Or anything negative. You know, I mean, I'm just not
into
it.
Let's do what, you know.
Everybody's doing the best they can.
Let's do local community.
Yeah, like, what do we got here?
Let's give a shout out to the Mill Creek Unified Police Department.
Well, you know.
Their budget has been a little
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I don't see any pay raises for the Unified.
They opened the safe and they found a can of Coke, just like Geraldo Rivera did.
Yeah. They opened up Gabby's safe and it was like, you know.
Gabby, why do I look like the kingpin? He said,
you were the one sitting at the desk.
He said, you look like you know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, okay, this is what they walk in the door. Okay, picture this, right? Yep. They walk in the door claiming it's the city. And it is the city, followed by, two DEA agents, four city officials, and 10 Unified Police in bulletproof vests. But they were there to check on if we had a business license.
That was nice of them.
For business.
Usually you have to go down there and get that.
I know.
He came right to us.
Imagine that.
No, I went to him in the end and I said, so was that real? Do I really have to go get a business license or was that just a little lead-in?
Yeah, and they were here from, what, like 11 a.m. till 9 p.m.?
2 hours ago.
You know, that's a lot of manpower taken off the streets for real crime. Because, we were profiled. But, you know, they walked in and they saw, you know, a young lady, and she had some warrants for arrest and she was, had possession of something she shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But they profiled her too. The only reason they searched her is because of the way she looked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they, you know, couldn't believe that, oh, there's not possible that you're sitting at this desk well-dressed and you got this girl here with an obvious drug problem and you're just, you know, they're probably thinking you're her pimp or, you know, the drug lord.
I've been confused as a pimp.
But you know what? That was a very, because this girl, and I'm not going to use names because I don't have permission there, but I'm going to tell you that the girl that they took out of here with an obvious drug problem, and was a war hero, or like a military hero. She served. To me, anybody military that, you know, you were willing to die for our country, our freedom, our rights, you're a hero to me. Now, when she said what her duty was, what her rank was, or whatever,
they cocked their head.
They all those cops, especially the ones that were military.
Yeah.
Treated her with a lot of respect after that. Yeah, a lot more than they did us. Well, asked me if I was ever in the military. Well, I have. I polluted the country with punk rock. And I... I know I've done something for the country.
Come on, tell me what you've done.
I don't know. I think like Veterans Day or something. Or my brother.
Veterans Day? You came up with that idea?
Yeah, I invented Veterans Day. Yeah, we're Italians. You know, we invented everything. We invented cats, litter boxes, and Chinese food.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the Wild West again, though. You notice, like, all these jobs, you can repair these scooters out there. Mm-hmm. We got to invent something.
What's up with these scooters in Salt Lake? That's what I want to talk about. These scooters, like the Lime. Okay, anybody who's not in Salt Lake, and, we're probably the last. Everybody probably knows about it. But in Salt Lake City, they have these scooters, electric scooters. On every corner, there's a group of 5 or 10 of them. And you walk over and you put your credit card in and scan it or an app on your phone or something. And you can take the scooter and ride it to wherever you need to go and then leave it there and then grab another one and come back. And I think they're like 10 cents a mile.
Oh, yeah?
Something crazy like that. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But I think it's awesome.
Me too.
I really do. Now, I hope nobody gets plowed by a bus on one or, because I think it's really cool. I mean,
something's going to happen to ruin it all.
Yeah, of course. But, I just think it's a great idea. There's, traffic is a bummer. And, I always think about when I'm in Europe, how everybody's in small cars, mopeds, you're on these cobblestone streets that are, probably older than the United States. But is it the pollution and everything, I'm from Los Angeles, and long before everybody was complaining about pollution, we had, days where,
it smelled like chlorine.
They had alerts, yeah. Where it was just like too bad to go outside and you had a horrible headache. You came down like Cajon Pass coming down, out of the out of the desert coming down 15, and you came down that little thing, and it was like you couldn't even see Riverside or anything.
You know, Promenade Towers downtown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to walk outside there in about, it was 1990, and you could smell chlorine in the air. It was before they put that, but now the emissions are pretty good there. They don't really have that problem.
Well, you know, the seeding, the chemtrails is like the new conspiracy theory that chemtrails are poisonous or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I will tell you this. The pollution problem can be, you know, addressed. It really can. And these scooters are one small step in the right direction. You know, I think that it's what we need. You know, I really do. It's people to be more aware. But anyway, what do we got for sports? Let's do quick sports and let's get to some music. We've been battling for a while here.
Well, the Yankees beat the Red Sox last night. We're going to do a little college
football.
No,
they didn't. The Sox beat the Dodgers.
I know.
Oh my God!
No,
yeah.
I have all my New England.
Yeah.
Hey, so you know, we got the football yesterday. You know, the Utes are doing really well. They beat my Trojans up pretty good.
Really?
And I shouldn't have been melting off prior to that, but I was. And so the Bishop enjoyed that. And yeah, the Utes doing well. Navy beat Army beat Navy again.
Well, ain't that something?
And that's a big shocker. What is the team that kisses the girl every time they score a touchdown?
I don't know. But I think we're going to have to take a commercial break because I see some activity outside. They might be coming in to get us again. Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, thank you.
Well, David, you know what that sound means. It's time to...
You're gassy.
Yeah. That means it's time to bring the show to an end. I really enjoyed...
Me too.
What a great first episode, you know,
with
the new format. You know, I think we're going to have a good thing going here, David. And, you know, if you're listening out there, Salt Lake City, let everybody know in Salt Lake City, you know, to get on Anchor FM. And, by the way, if you want to hear the song in their entirety, all you got to do is sign up with Anchor FM and get the app on your phone, and you'll be able to hear all the songs we play in their entirety. And if not, you hear a piece of it, and you know it reminds you how much you like it, and you go out and you buy the record. I don't know, but with the end of our show, we like to do a couple of plugs for people we think that are just kicking some butt here in Salt Lake City. And if you're looking to fill any of your vape needs or hookah, whatever it is you're into, Smokeland, 749 East 3300 South in Salt Lake City. Those guys over there are great. And if you want to get parts for your vape, different juices or whatever, and he's going to give you the best price. He's going to answer all your questions. He's going to treat you like a king in there. So go on over there and see them at Smokeland. And, of course, Ronch Records, right there in Sugar House. That is 1119 East 2100 South. Go over there and see him over at Ronch Records. He's a great guy. And he's got some really cool vinyl over there. Skateboards, all your skateboard accessories. And cool t-shirts, stickers, buttons, you name it. Ronch Records, go on over there and see him. He's a great guy over there. And last but not least, if you are going to put your motorcycle away for the wintertime, don't forget to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Go over there and see Dirty Rat, motorcycle dealership. Oh, man, I'm telling you, Rick White is a good dude. He is by far the grandmaster motorcycle wizard. His work far exceeds anyone else. And I can't thank him enough for being so good to me and all the guys I ride with. So, you know, there it is there. Rick over there at Dirty Rat, great guy. And hey, man, we'll be back tomorrow morning. And we hope that you enjoyed the show. David, shall we say goodbye together? Like, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
See ya!
See you later, scumbags, Salt Lake City. And don't forget to have a miserable morning.
Hi,
later!
Hi, Giovanni, love you.